Hello, hello, this is Tyrone, Find Your Beast with Ty. I want to talk about how to stop the zombies. Sometimes in our lives, we become zombies. And sometimes the zombies, I call it, is like following a herd. And sometimes in our lives, we tend to follow the herd because we think that's the right thing to do. And then when it steals our true self. How do we stop the zombie effect? How do we touch into our true nature within ourselves? I was listening to some of the Super Soul Sunday, and Gary Zupoff talked about the mothership of your soul. How to focus in on that mothership, to be in touch with that mothership. There's two types of effects that actually stops it from being zombies. And I call it the zombie effect syndrome. As you go through life sometimes and you don't live in the presence in your moments in your life, you're not in touch with that internal being within your soul, that spirit of trust, being able to trust yourself. So what happens is a lot of times we become zombies. We zone out with different things. We tend to stop ourselves from becoming more. We don't sometimes feel as though that we deserve it, even though we want it. It's kind of weird sometimes. I always talk to people about we want success, but when we get to success that we think was success for us, such as making a lot of money, having a big house, having all these cars, but a lot of times people have more psychological issues because of the fact that that wasn't really their success for themselves. And what happens is we become zombies. We hate to stand out from a crowd sometimes and be weird. And it's okay to be weird because, remember, that creates diversity within ourselves. By being able to focus in on what your true gifts are, it takes away the zombie effect. Because what happens is we become zombies and we stop our true potential. I want you to stop for a second and I want you to write down, what is it that you do right now that make you become a zombie? Sometimes mine is working too much on emails, reviewing accounts, and things like that. Sometimes I become a zombie. I feel as though sometimes time is just passing me by. I'm not self-reflecting. Sometimes I am not putting out my gifts to the world. I'm not utilizing that strength that's inside me, that beast. Because when I talk and I give the beast, because I love people, I love getting them to that next level. So you have to ask yourself, what is my zombie effect? What keeps me from reaching my true potential? And it's due to zombies. Some people float around the world and we become zombies. I want you to write down, what will you do to not be a zombie? What I do, I exercise 2 to 3 minutes. I try to do 2 to 3 minutes every hour. Some days I do 6 minutes, 8 minutes. So every morning, I try to do something to take me out the zombie effect and read some inspirational. I try to read something daily, inspirational, based on the Bible, based on some of these things that's going to take me to the next level. The very thing I was reading today was called The Issues of Life. From Proverbs 4:23. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it springs the issues of life. And what they're talking about is, if we was to take a snapshot of our life, what is the condition of our heart? What is the condition of our heart? What do we want? What makes us tick? What gets us moving? This will help you by being in touch with your heart. We tend not to become zombies. We tend to move forward in our lives because of the fact that the zombinism can't touch the true heart. So sometimes with the issues of our lives, if we was to take a snapshot and ask ourselves this question, what's the condition of your heart right now? What are some ways, I want you to write this down in your journal, what are some ways you can fill your heart with faith, hope, and love, and then protect it? How do we protect it from the zombinism? You got to stay away from negative things. Honestly, you got to stay away from negative things. If it's tearing you down and trying to attack the heart, your central core to your soul and your mind, and trying to steal your happiness, you need to get away from it. So I want you to write down 5 things that stop you from your true heart. What is in your heart right now? What are your intentions for yourself and for others in your relationship? Ask yourself, what is it that I really want for myself? Because what it does is it takes away and puts us in this conformity state. Zombinism is a conformity state. We tend not to self-care for ourselves. We tend not to even invest 1 hour in ourselves because of the fact that we feel as though we don't have time for ourselves. You have to take time for yourselves. I want you to read a book. Read 5-10 pages. Read something that uplifts you every morning. I like to look at quotes every morning. I download quotes and then I send it out to the world. Because somebody out there needs some of that action too. They need a bite of the heart. And soul, something to uplift them and take them out of the zombie effect syndrome. So we don't want to be zombies in the morning. You wake up with purpose. And as you wake up with purpose, you know why you're here. I want you to stop the tape for a second. And I want you to ask yourself, why am I here today? Why am I here? Why am I here? Because as you ask yourself and as you take a moment and self-reflect, write down 3 things that is your gift. What are your gift to this world? How can you help others? Find your true self is part of taking you out of the zombinism. You become less zombies when you know your why. You're not walking around with a evil look on your face. Your attitude controls your altitude. Let me say that one more time. Your attitude controls your altitude for your life. What type of attitude are you having every day with people? Ask yourself that. That's it. You're jealous of people because they're happy and you're not. Why aren't you happy? That's what you should ask yourself. Why am I not happy? Write down 5 things every day that you're grateful for. Every day. Wake up or say it every day. I'm here, Lord. I'm good. I'm awake and I'm going to enjoy every moment of the day. I'm going to take time to spend and put energy in my relationships. By doing this, it takes away the zombieism. You become less of the zombie effect syndrome. As we talk about zombies, as we talk about people just traveling through life, don't know why they're doing whatever they're doing. They have no purpose. They have no vision. They don't know where they're going. There's a lot of people like that. I want you to ask people in your circle. This is your homework. I want you to ask the 5 closest people in your circle, what are your goals? What do you want for your life? What is your vision? What is your purpose? Why are you here? Most likely they won't know why. They won't have written goals. They won't have a vision written down statement. Why is that? Why are we not fulfilling our true potential? The average person only fills 10% of their potential. So there's really no competition out there. So, for people who listen to Finding the Beast with Ty, remember, you just got to do something outside of the box. And sometimes, you got to burn the box. I burned that box years ago because I don't believe in the box. The box was put there for people who are zombies, who are trapped in their minds of their state of being. And I refuse to even have a box. I refuse to not have a box. This is another way that we stay away from the zombieism. This is how we move ourselves from the zombie effect syndrome. Be different. Learn to be different. Learn to be yourself. Learn to become more of your true being and give back to this world so that people can see it's okay to be different. Most people that are successful in our book of we think because they make a lot of money, that's not really success. Success is a progression, realization of an ideal goal, such as Earl Nightingale talks about, the dean of personal development. So if that's true success, why is it that we think it's money? It can't be money because there's a lot of unhappy people with a lot of money. And they're seeing a lot of psychologists because they don't have that resiliency. That's the next one, resiliency. So as we have that resiliency, we're ready to fight. We're ready to get up off the ground and fight for what you want. Give me someone who started with nothing. Because they're going to be the hardest hitting person on the mat. Because they're going to get up. They already know how to survive. I don't want someone who already had it given to them. They don't know how to survive yet. They don't know how to be out there naked. Just surviving. And thriving. They don't know how to thrive when they're naked, when they're vulnerable. People are afraid of vulnerability. They're afraid of being their true self because of the fact they think, oh, that's going to make me look stupid. Really? So what? I guarantee you, there's people out there saying good on you for being real. We always talk about realism. We always talk about, you know, people being real and this and that. And I sit there and ask people, if you really want them to be real, you really want them to truly not worry about the elephant in the room, because there shouldn't be no elephant in the room if we communicate it. If we communicate it, our true being to whoever you're talking to, there's no such thing as an elephant. Because they tell you like it is, they're done with it, they move on. There's no elephant in the room. You create the elephant. There is no such thing as an elephant in the room. There's really not. If people have honest conversations with each other and they just talk to each other like human beings, being respectful, appreciating what they say, understanding what they say, and just loving people. Just loving people. There is no way that there is such thing as an elephant if you put those concepts into place. If you put those concepts into place every day when you communicate with someone, hey, I love people. Even if I mess up, I have no problem apologizing. That doesn't hurt me. It makes me better. Because I'm going to get better than I did the day before. Each day, I'm going to be present in the moment. Because that's how you get to the next level in your life. By moving forward, how do I improve myself? That's the only competition you should be worried about. How do I improve myself from what I did the day before? Writing down, these are the things I could have done a little better. These are the things that I had these small wins on and I did really well at. Now, how do I improve that? How do I focus on those strengths to bring me up, raise me up to the next level? Focus on those small wins. You're getting good. You're getting tough. I mean, you are taking it to the next level. You become less zombies. You break the shell of conformity with society. Move away from the herd and be yourself. Move away from the herd and become more within you. People are going to say you're weird. People are going to say that's dumb. That's okay. You can't do that. Good. I'm glad you told me that. So when I do it, then what you're going to do is say, I love proving people wrong when they tell me I can't do something. I love walking in the rain because the rain is just washing away all that negativity. Because on the other side of that storm, it's going to be a nice, pretty rainbow. And I'm going to get the glory because I kept going through. I don't have to be the smartest cookie in the bunch. But I know that if I keep on trucking, like my daddy used to say, keep on trucking, boy. So as I keep on trucking through that rain, after a while, ain't going to be no more rain. You're going to get washed. You're going to be cleansed from all that negativity around you. So in summary, let's take away the zombie effect in our society. I want you to become the spark, and I want you to change whatever you're doing now in the zombie world, and I want you to become that spark. I want you to become that catalyst for change. I want you to take your life, and I want you to do something good for you.
right now. I don't want you to think about it. I want you to just do it. I want you to write it down. Get your accountability partner. Say, hey, if I don't do this, I got a penalty. Something that hurts. Something that's going to hurt and sting you. Because that's the only way we're going to change the zombie society. That's the only way we're going to do it. We need to get those deep relationships again. We need to talk to people and learn about somebody and write down notes about them. Get down in there and learn something from somebody. Tell them you love them. It's okay to say you love somebody. People love to feel good. Give them a hug. I believe in giving people a hug. You hug them. If you feel as though that you want to give them a hug, give them a hug. We're so wrapped up in the people watching us. People looking down on us because of the fact that we want to hug somebody. If I love you, I love you. I'll give you a hug. It's okay. Because that's what God did. He came here. He loved us. He walked on this earth. He died for us. He wants us to have the religion of love. And that's going to be the final straw and take away this zombie effect that we have. We're going to build up those relationships again and again because we have it inside of us, that love, caring for each other. This is Find Your Beast with Ty. Remember, no more zombieism, and love each other. Thank you.